Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear ASA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, May 3rd, and this is Washington, D.C. Council 21 volunteer James Archino reporting. 10 years after September 11th and 8 years after President George W. Bush proclaimed, mission accomplished, Osama bin Laden was killed Sunday in a firefight with U.S. agents in Abbottabad, who acted after developing leads that were first shared with President Obama in August. The news of his demise has undoubtedly dredged up a mix of emotions for many of us and is somewhat bittersweet as it will not bring back our loved ones and heroes. It does, however, give many a sense that justice has finally been served. On September 11th, our flight attendant heroes showcased tremendous bravery as they acted not only as first responders, but also as the last line of defense in aviation security. 25 flight attendants died on September 11th. They will never be forgotten as we seek to honor their sacrifice each and every day we don our uniforms and go to work, as well as in our respective communities. Just as in our incredible network of AFA EAP-trained flight attendants provided support to all of us following the events of September 11, 2001, AFA EAP stands ready to support all flight attendants and families now. The events of the past 40 hours may bring emotions to the surface we may not immediately understand. No one in our union ever needs to confront personal turmoil alone. Please use our toll-free AFA EAP hotline at 1-800-424-2406 to connect with an AFA EAP representative should you need any assistance. If you were not able to make it to one of the recently conducted Your AFA meetings, you will have an additional opportunity to learn more about AFA, ask questions live, and participate in an online union meeting. This Wednesday, May 4th, from 1500 to 1700 Eastern Standard Time, we'll be hosting an AFA webcast to address any and all questions you may have. This will be an excellent opportunity for you to ask questions and interact with your leadership from the comfort of your home, hotel room, or anywhere in the world for that matter. If you'd like to submit a question before the webcast, use this online forum or email us at questions@yourafa.org. And be sure to include your email address and airline. We will also be taking questions on May 4th during the webcast. You will be able to access the AFA webcast at www.yourafa.org. Flight attendant representatives and our AFA professional staff have been traveling throughout the system to listen to you, answer your questions, and share more information with you about the benefits of AFA membership. If you are not able to make it to one of the recently conducted Your AFA meetings, additional meetings have been scheduled in May at Seattle, Honolulu, Cleveland, Hong Kong, Boston, New York, Las Vegas, London, Frankfurt, Guam, and Tokyo, Narita. Don't miss out on this amazing opportunity to attend an AFA meeting, unlike any AFA meeting you've ever attended, that highlights the depth and breadth of our union's everyday advocacy for flight attendants. Through the Your AFA meetings, you have an opportunity to learn from the source about the benefits of AFA membership. Information about the representation election will also be presented to enable you to make the right choice in the election for flight attendants, AFA. Plan now and attend a meeting and encourage your flight attendant friends to do the same. In March of 2006, in response to the feedback received from a number of flight attendants, United's AFA's Master Executive Council unanimously adopted a resolution to direct the MEC officers to engage the company in discussions specifically for the purpose of establishing a flight attendant reciprocal cabin seat agreement similar to that established in 2005 between American Airlines and Southwest Airlines. In addition, such agreements were to be negotiated with as many airlines as feasible possible, given the preference to other carriers where flight attendants are represented by AFA. As only a flight attendant union could understand the issues of commuting, flight attendants, AFA, worked tirelessly to bring the most reciprocal cabin seat agreements to our members. AFA understands the difficulty our commuters experience getting to and from work, especially in light of the fact that management has reduced capacity, replacing many mainline aircraft with regional aircraft in recent years. Since that time, AFA has been successful in getting management to approve over 20 airline reciprocal cabin seat agreements. Since AFA only represents flight attendants and understands the issues of flight attendants, we don't have a conflict of interest while advocating this important benefit to our members. AFA understands that commuting as well as simply pass riding can be stressful and wants to take as much of the stress out of the process as possible through advocating for reciprocal cabin seat agreements at as many different airlines as possible. Check our website to view the individual agreements in the reciprocal cabin seats selection. Just a reminder that this Friday, May 6th, will be the last day of our initial open enrollment period for the Aflac CAIC Voluntary Benefits Program, which includes short-term disability coverage. If you prefer to enroll over the phone or require assistance, contact Tina Jeffrey at 888-772-1144 or by email at tina@designbenefitsonline.com. For more details, are available on our website. Effectively, May 3rd, all United numbers ranging from 1 through 199 have been renumbered to begin at 200. This is due to Continental retaining flight numbers 1 through 199 for their international flights. United flight numbers in the range from 1 to 199 have been eliminated. It is anticipated that further flight number changes will occur as the integration continues. There were no negotiation sessions held last week. The National Mediation Board has scheduled our negotiations to continue through the summer, and we have been advised of dates for May, June, and July. Our next session is scheduled for the week of May 23rd, 2011, in Chicago, and we have proposed to bring Section 10, reserve and advocated reserve issues from other sections back to the negotiating table. Well, that's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.